Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today, all week, every day. Let's go. Today is our last episode of the coaching week in our Build Your Board series. And gosh, this week has been so good. I have learned a ton. I hope you have too. If you have not gone back and listen, it starts with business coaching, then health coaching, financial coaching, life coaching, and today we're going in on relationship coaching. I hope you have your guidebook and have been taking notes and feel like you're able to process it all and figure out the next right person you need for your personal board of directors. This weekend would be a great time to sit with these five coaching conversations and sit with your guidebook and really work through what I've heard so far this month. In any of these episodes, which of these people is the next voice I need to build the life that I want? So today on the show, we continue our Build Your Board series with my friends Janice and EJ Gaines. I know y'all remember Janice from the breakup episode of the Summer Lovin' series. You guys loved all of the wisdom she had to share that day. And today she is back with her husband, EJ, to help us figure out if our relationships need a coach. So whether you're married, dating, engaged, or single, a relationship coach might be the person you need to help you navigate the season you're in. And how do we know whether we need relationship coaching or counseling? Big conversation we had. Janice and EJ are the hosts of their own podcast called Only Gaines, where they talk about everything from marriage and parenting to careers and dreams and everything in between. Janice and EJ share what it looks like to love God and each other in it all. And you're going to love their wisdom and guidance today as we figure out what our relationships need. So here's my Build Your Board conversation with Janice and EJ Gaines. Okay, Janice, welcome back to That Sounds Fun.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Could not resist you. Had to have you back. Aww. So thank you. Your help with breakups in the Summer Lovin' series has like reverberated in people's lives.
Wow. Thank you for saying that. It's awesome to be back. I love you. I love the podcast. And I'm just honored.
I know. This time, we got an EJ.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I got jealous. I got jealous. And I was like, well, let me in.
Wait a minute. We had to have you.
Yeah, no, major FOMO.
Speaking of FOMO, I missed a party and I saw pictures and y'all were at it. And I was like, well, that's on me.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
What?
Over in Bell Meade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
That was a fun party.
I know. It was in my spirit. I couldn't quite do it.
It ended with great dancing.
Great
dancing. And I mean, like.
Toes went in fire.
Earth,
it was a vibe.
I need to just put a text out to you. Are y'all going?
Y'all going? Right, right.
Yeah.
Who, well, in the black community, we say, who are going to be there?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's how we know, like, am I going to miss this?
That's
or am
right.
I good?
Had I known.
Yeah, no, who
I'd have rallied. Yeah, I'd have rallied so hard. I just didn't have it.
That's right. Who all going to be there?
That's right. Okay, so we are in our last day of our coaching week.
Okay.
Everybody is trying to sort out, who do I need to add to my board?
That's right.
And so, Janice, I wanted you to come back in part way because your conversations on relationships are so helpful.
Thank you.
And what y'all do on Only Gaines, your podcast, I mean, I can I can get going on some clips where I go, oh, that's it. Everybody, did you hear that? I can get going. So will y'all talk a little bit about how you have found health in your relationship with each other, but also outside of each other? How do you personally pursue health in relationships?
Yeah, I think historically we have, first of all, we've been friends since we were 15.
Yeah.
So, and the interesting thing about that is when we got married, it was 12 years later, and we thought we knew each other so very well.
Yeah.
I mean, what a mind-blowing experience. Like, that first week, it's just like, wait.
The first week? Oh, yeah. I'm terrified.
Well, because there's things like, you know.
Well, the first week after the honeymoon, I would say.
It's like, wait, why do you empty the dishwasher like that?
Wow.
I mean, just little things, and they're not big things, but once you are single and you've established your life, you do it the way you do it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, because you're already dealing with the fears of, like, losing your individuality, losing a sense of yourself, and it's little things like, you turn the mugs upside down like that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got my way in that, but he was very, that's why he always brings that one up.
Yeah.
I'm still bitter about it. We're still working through it. We need a coach to help us through the mug placement.
Yeah, we misunderstood. You aren't coming here for coaching.
Oh, right. No,
you're
coming I thought this was help. Sorry.
No, you're so silly. But I think, you know, after realizing you learn someone in a marriage relationship, or especially when you're just living together, period, you learn someone else differently than how you learn them when you're just friends. Mm. And so I think historically for us, we have gone to counseling and come to appreciate what it is to look back on our own. As my godfather would say, the tapes that are already playing in your head, look back at those and figure out why they're playing, and then come to relationship and figure out how you want to move forward. But we've gone to counseling, and we have friends who are married who know our business.
Yes, that's important. Yeah.
And friends who are willing to be vulnerable with you, because there are seasons where you need someone to just listen and kind of give advice, but then there are also friends and seasons where you need someone to say, hey, I've been there, and they'll tell you their horror stories.
That's
or
right.
the stories of their biggest blow-ups and arguments, and you realize, oh, so we're not, like, unfit for one another. That's just common, you know. And I think once our friends started to say, oh, there was a one time, I mean, I stormed out of the house. And it's like, you did. Yeah. Oh, good.
Because, I wanted to yesterday, but I didn't.
Exactly.
I thought that was illegal.
I thought it was a sign that this wasn't going to work, that I wanted to peel off at 90 miles per hour. But, like, all of my male friends were peeling off at 90 miles per hour. Yeah. So, you know, I think once you start to normalize.
Look at that. Mind blown. I told you it happened, EJ. Boom. I told you it happened.
But it's like once you begin to normalize the tension and the struggle of two becoming one.
That's right.
Then it doesn't have the hold over you that it did before. You
That's
really
right.
do think for a minute, oh man, we made a mistake.
We're not good Christians.
We're not good Christians.
Because what I just said to him, I would not say in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
I forgave you for that. You were pregnant at the time. You didn't
know. There must be a thing.
Hey.
So good.
Everybody
gets one pass to say the thing you wouldn't say in the presence of the Lord.
Yes. Or, you know, a couple passes. There's grace. Yeah. New mercies every day.
That's right. I'm interested in this. I'm laughing with you because I was with a friend last night and we were putting our dishes in his dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we did it differently. I mean, I'm not marrying him, but we did it differently. Yeah. And I was like, this is two plates and two forks. And we're already not doing the same thing.
No, it's so
two
custom.
Humans trying to live one life is not easy.
Right.
I would say, how do we decide how to load the dishwasher? Did you set the precedent?
Loading. You set the precedent on the unloading of the placement of the mugs and glasses and how that was going to go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't remember deciding that. I think I gave you that
But I'm the guy, you know, when we're packing, you know, the car for a road trip, I see it as like Tetris.
That's
so
right.
when it comes to dishwasher,
good marrying
there's
Janice.
A way to do
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get everything in there,
That's
like,
right.
let's not be ridiculous. It's not a dumping ground, okay? There's methodology.
They put the racks in there for a reason.
It's there for a reason. Like, don't ignore the racks. If you're a rack ignorer, marry you somebody who respects and reveres the rat.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And then go ahead and submit. You'll enjoy life better that way.
Yeah, that's right. This is not one you got to win.
No, let this one go.
Because
you won't.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. So how do you know, I mean, as the not married yet person at the table, how do you know when it's time to get counseling or coaching for your marriage versus for yourself?
Ooh, you know what? Question. Sometimes And I would say, having been on staff at Porter's Call, a lot of times, personally, and as I've watched other people, you realize that you start in relationship because that's where you feel the tension. Mm. That's where you feel the conflict. And you say, we have to go fix this. But it's okay to go in as a couple, and a good counselor will say, hey, we need to work on some things individually too, because there is some of your history that is affecting how you are reacting in relationships. So you don't have to figure that out beforehand. If you feel like I need to go personally, go ahead and go personally. But even then, if you go to your counselor and all you do is talk about your marriage, they're going to say, we're going to want to get your spouse in here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I think it's important to destigmatize the whole thought of even going to a counselor. You know, I mean, like, when is the right time? Always. I mean, it's like a car. You know, you're going in for a tune-up, routine maintenance. You know, you hear a click-clack and you're trying to just make sure that everything is good. Mm-hmm. Or winter is coming and so you know it's time to winterize your vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with marriage. I mean, you go through seasons. Loved ones come, you know, become ill or may pass away, or you have a baby or a change of job, or you move homes. All of those things are triggers that are not going to necessarily be sad moments, but they just shift the dynamic of your relationship.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It's good to decide as a couple, hey, whenever something happens, let's just get in and go in for tune-up. Let's just check out the interior, check out the exterior, make sure everything is properly gauged and aligned, and then we're out. You know, you're not signing up for a 6-month, you know, sentence. Sometimes you're just going in to check in and have someone objectively say, anything y'all want to talk about?
Yeah.
And that's important.
And how do we decipher, like, we need coaching. So we need to find a coach, like a life coach or a relationships coach, as we're talking about today, that'll help us sort out where we want to go and when we need to go. This is a counseling situation.
Yeah.
I would always say start with what makes you comfortable. If you're just comfortable with a coach, because counseling feels, you know, kind of huge and emotional, then start with coaching and let the coach say to you, hey, there's some ways that I see you reacting that I think have to do with your history. Mm. It might be helpful for you to get counseling. Mm-hmm. But I would say just start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you know that, if you already know about yourself that you're responding because, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I got blamed for everything. So I don't want to be blamed for everything.
Yeah,
it's
okay,
go ahead. Start with counseling.
You
already know your response. Yeah. I think the difference between coaching and counseling is a starting point. Coaching is more about we're starting here and we're thinking about what we want for the future.
Yes.
And counseling kind of zooms out from there and says, we're going to look all the way back to the past. Mm-hmm. And we're going to consider the past, and then we're going to consider goals going through the future. But we have to get you healed of some things first.
Yeah.
And so I think whichever makes you comfortable, everybody kind of knows where they stand. But even if you know where you stand and you're not comfortable looking back, I would say start with coaching and build a rapport with someone and trust, because trust is usually the thing that people struggle with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think a good counselor or coach is not going to try to help you where they're not equipped.
That's
You're going to interview these people. You're going to talk to them. You don't have to sign up just, you know, for, you know, extensive number of sessions just because you met with them once. And if you start to talk about the things that are troubling you or the things that you want out of life and they're saying, this is not my thing, that's not my area, they'll generally refer you to somebody.
That's
you're not locked in. This is not like, you know, I know beauty salons. It's like, you know, you step outside of the bounds of that, right?
Listen, so. You can quit a lot of things easier than you can quit your hairstylist. That is for sure.
That's right.
There are less painful breakups than a hairstylist.
That's right.
Yeah, hairstylist breakups are the worst.
EJ, I'm thinking about this. So I'd love your male perspective on this. This is not me soft launching anything to the internet, so they don't need to go stalk my Instagram. In a world where I'm 3 months into a dating relationship or 6 months in, and I start realizing, man, I think this has got some, I don't want this to end, but it's got some bumps.
Yep.
Is it weird to ask a dating partner to get in therapy, to get in coaching? Is that weird to ask a dating partner to do that?
I think it depends on the partner. I really do. And I hate to say it because I'm not trying to like skirt that. But I think it depends on where that person is in their health journey. You know, I mean, I think if someone has done the work and they say, hey, you know what, I'm all about it, I go as a regular matter of life, then I don't think that he would see that as weird. I think if it's someone who's kind of got some stuff and they've not yet worked it out and it's kind of your way of saying, you got issues, buddy, but like you're really cute, so just come to counseling with me.
Yeah.
That might backfire.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I think you kind of have to assess, you know, from a fundamental and value standpoint, do we both align in the space of respecting this mental health journey and this wellness journey? And if we do, then throw it out there. But the other piece is, you know, that's counseling and coaching, those are, that is a lot of hard work to do if you see yourself in it with the person. And so if you don't see this as going a long-term thing, you might not want to do it with him.
Yeah.
You might not want to subject yourself or open yourself up in front of somebody, because it's a very soul-bearing experience in front of others. I mean, there are times, even knowing Janice as long as I have, we'll be in counseling and she'll say something. I'm like, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, and the whole point is to talk about it. But I'm like, not here.
Right.
Don't.
Oh, yeah.
Just text me.
Here. Oh, yeah. That used to be a thing. You'd be like, please don't say something for the first time in counseling.
Oh,
I'd be like, actually, maybe.
I'll do my best.
Yeah.
Like, but I also want to be honest in the process. Yeah. But I don't, I won't save things.
That's right.
For counseling.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Like, it makes you have courage to have the conversation at home. Yes. And if you feel like then you start that conversation and we're going nowhere, then we can pause and hold it for counseling. But yeah, I used to say that, like, Please just don't save all the firsts for counseling.
Yeah, I don't want to learn everything.
Yeah, I don't want to sit there like everything, never better. And then
you
she's
hate
like,
me?
Actually, right.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah.
You couldn't have talked about this in the car.
You could have started the sentence.
Yeah, we were at a red light for like 2 minutes. You could have told me before we walked in.
Yeah, because I know it's really normal and actually gives you a cut on your cost if you do premarital counseling.
Yeah, ish. It can, but I mean, it's funny. Premarital counseling, we did it. You know, like, you know, every good Christian, you know, is told they ought to, and we went and did it. The things that we talked about in premarital counseling.
Never came up again.
Really?
Because, no way.
Because you couldn't possibly know.
They're like, let's talk about sex. You're like, I mean, we can.
No, right.
But
I remember our premarital counselor, and he did a great job,
I think,
with what it was supposed to be. And he said, how do you all think you'll handle conflict? And we said, you know, so ignorant and naively, oh, well, you know, there'll be hard times, but, you know, with the Lord in the center of the relationship, that first hard time, out the window.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, a lot of premarital counseling, I think sometimes the couples are so in bliss that they have this filtered view
of
the hardship. So even when you talk about hardship or handling hardship, you can't really fathom it until you're in it. And so while I can respect premarital counseling, I don't want people to walk away thinking, well, check, we did that, and so we're fortified.
Yeah.
That's not going to be the fortification.
I will say the benefit is someone else being a witness to you understanding what marriage is.
Yes.
Even if you don't fully understand that.
You nailed it. Yeah.
But
someone else witnessing that you are willing to try.
That's right.
Yeah, and then you're getting practice with coming to a third party and trusting them to speak into it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So even if it we don't talk about, I think they were like, well, Janice, you know, I know you're an introvert and EJ's an extrovert. So, you know, you're going to have to go to parties with him. It's like, totally.
Yeah.
And then, but at that point I was a seventh grade math teacher in the Bronx and you were an attorney. And our lives looked completely different. So then I became a recording artist and he a music executive. And it's like, well, I have to go to parties for me. So we're not necessarily doubling back on the content, but we were comfortable speaking to a third party and letting them have a word into our marriage.
That's right.
Wow. I mean, because that makes me think of the whole series we've done, having a mentor, discipling someone. Mm-hmm. Anytime that you are, the thing that is being caught but not being taught is you can trust someone else.
That's right.
To speak into this. And so if you'll do that with a partner.
Yes.
But I do think there's such wisdom, EJ, because I mean, be thoughtful of when you start, you and that partner start, because I can't imagine a breakup that would be worse than a breakup after y'all have been in counseling together.
Yeah. That
would feel very...
Well, because you've bared so much of your soul and trusted the other person hear those fears, hear the insecurities, hear you be challenged, you know, talk about, you know, childhood traumas and all these other things that go into that very intimate conversation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's not possibly as close or the same as a soul tie that might attach or develop from physical intimacy.
Yeah.
But there's an emotional intimacy connected to that. And that person to walk away,
with all your business,
it's like, hey, do me a favor and sign this NDA.
I know
we're broken up, but let's not tell
each other. Like a prenup, an emotional prenup before you go into counseling. Yeah, I'm not interested. Yeah.
Seriously.
Whatever you learn about it, I get to take back.
Exactly
you don't get
right.
to keep that. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
That sounds fun.
Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation to share about one of our amazing partners, KiwiCo. KiwiCo is like unwrapping a box of fun with their super creative science, technology, and art projects for kids. With 9 different subscription options for different ages and subjects, there's something for every one of my mini BFFs. When you give KiwiCo, it's so much more than a box of toys. It's the gift of discovery because of their hands-on experiences, giving kids the tools to learn about topics that they love, from dinosaurs to rocket ships. KiwiCo delivers seriously fun hands-on projects that inspire a lifelong love for learning. Their projects spark creative confidence for ongoing tinkering and experimentation. Sure, you can buy a robot, but isn't it way more fun to build your own? Their crates are fun and stress-free, so you can enjoy quality time with your kids and tackle projects together, and they're tested and approved by kids. Discover hands-on fun with KiwiCo. Get your first month free on any crate line at kiwico.com/thatsoundsfun. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/thatsoundsfun. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived. And I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like. I'm addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000-plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high-fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right. Getting a custom piece of art for your house. Listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skincare, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation, and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun. And now back to finish up our conversation with Janice and EJ. That sounds fun. Is coaching, particularly Janice, is coaching preventative or reactive when it comes to relationships?
I think coaching can be both. When I think of coaching, I know that there are people who are professional marriage coaches.
Yeah.
But I often think of the people who have coached us mm-hmm. just because they were a part of our community. So I see it more casually.
Interesting, yeah.
And it can be, you know, very formal, but I see it more casually. And in that regard, the people who have coached us over the years, they have prevented many things.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also it's been pretty healing mm-hmm. and reactive. You know, like I'll call Eddie Camp and be like, I'm feeling froggy today. And she's like, don't jump.
Froggy.
And I the same with Jeremy.
Whatever.
And,
right,
it is that. But also to your point of it being preventative, it's like you get with those types of friends
That's
and
right.
you get home and there's this exhale.
Yeah.
You know, and that's in relationships, there's, you know, when you double date or whatever, but also in singlehood, yeah. I think you get home and you say, that was good for my soul.
Yes. Yeah.
And you may not be able to list all the things that it prevented for you,
yeah.
but you know that it was yes. healing and it was helpful and it put you in a better mind space and a yeah. better heart and soul space. And so you attack the next day differently than yeah. you would have if you were running on E.
I remember the instance you referred to in the beginning of the podcast when I was pregnant and mm-hmm. I said things that I wouldn't say in the presence of the Lord. It was AD who told me, because I was like,
I just met her, by the way. I loved her.
She's incredible.
She's wonderful. Yeah. She's wonderful.
Yeah. I really like them.
And I remember calling her and saying, my hormones are crazy and I don't feel like myself. And I just popped off at EJ and said some things I didn't even mean, but I couldn't stop it. And her response with a smile was, yeah, I know we're still responsible to walk by the Spirit and not the flesh, even when we're pregnant.
Wow.
And I was like,
get her.
Doggone
not helpful. Yeah.
But yeah. it has stuck with me through a second pregnancy, through life. I think to myself, we are still responsible, no matter what's yes. happening hormonally, to live by the Spirit and wow. not by the flesh.
Wow.
So it has been preventative, even though it was reactive in the moment.
Yeah.
You know? That's right.
That's amazing. And I, when you're saying that about AD and Jeremy, I'm thinking, is it appropriate? So, again, not soft yeah. launching. Mm-hmm. If I'm engaged and we decide, what if we call EJ and Janice and ask them to coach us through our first year?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that an appropriate kind of thing to do versus, like, let's go on the internet and find a marriage coach to call and go, hey, will y'all just yeah. coach us through our
totally
first year and help us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. Yeah, we do that now with
a couple of people.
There's a couple in mind that I'm smiling about because I love them so much.
That's
and
right.
they will, at any point, I'll see a text or a call and it's like, hey, and it's like, uh-oh. And then you uh-huh. just know, like, okay, they're in a moment. They need yeah. a voice. They need some insight. And so you call them and within seconds, you're on the topic and
that's
you're
right.
realizing what it is. And they'll yeah. come over for dinner and we'll send the kids away and we'll just talk.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's not a deep dive into anything. We don't get notepads out. We just listen
and
we respond with our stories.
And we encourage them in that setting mm-hmm. to deal with the past things with a counselor.
That's right.
Wow.
Because that way we can, I guess our practice is that way we can deal with you two.
That's right.
And not have to deal with you individually because
yeah.
what we're coaching is the union.
That's right.
Well, yeah, we can't
right.
deal with age 1 to 27,
yeah.
but we
and
can sit with 28 and
your family.
28.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Like,
that's
there's
right.
too much to
mm-hmm.
unpack. And we don't want to be that for them. We
yeah.
really want to be the friends at the end of the
yeah.
day. When all that deep conversation is done at the dinner table, we want to be able to get up and laugh
yeah.
and hug. And
we're just a couple of steps ahead.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about our friends who are listening who are maybe 10 to 12 years into their marriage. They've got kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, they aren't roommates, but they're knocking on the door of roommates because
okay.
there's just so much. I mean,
yeah.
they're, you know, he's gone and she's gone and they're
yeah.
taking care of the kids. And how do they find time for anybody to invest? They aren't even
yeah.
investing in each other because there just isn't time. It's not a lack of desire. It's a lack of time.
That's yep. right.
What do you do? How do you find somebody to help you in that moment?
Oh, man. We have had to make time.
Yeah.
I mean, our podcast, honestly, was a gift to us because it was time.
Yeah.
And
right.
it was like
that's
we
right.
would take a day
yep.
and tape the podcast. And it's like a date day.
Yep.
And it was probably harder for me than him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was deciding to not do something for my kids that they don't actually need, but that they're accustomed to or would love or it satisfies their emotions in the moment, to not do something for him, so them, so I can make him a priority. And that was what mm-hmm. it was for us. It's like, wait a minute, you know, some of these kid tasks that would threaten to make us roommates are actually unnecessary.
That's right.
And so
wow.
identifying what actually can I, if we don't have time, what can I take time from and reprioritize you again? Because
mm-hmm.
man, that feels like you call Janice or an EJ and go, can you come over for 30 minutes tonight?
That's right.
right.
And look through
right.
our calendar
that's
because
right.
we aren't seeing each other.
That's right.
And you've got, we cannot sort out what to cut out.
Yep.
That's right. And
yep.
sometimes it's like, I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of time making you a fancy dinner. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to put some frozen chicken nuggets
yeah.
on this here cookie tray.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're
going to
be great. You're
yeah.
going to love it with
yeah.
the ketchup.
Yeah. yeah, that's right.
Well, and that's the, I mean, I think at the end of the day, sometimes we think so highly of our tasks and our responsibilities.
Especially
yeah.
with children.
Yeah, especially with
yeah.
children. And me with work, and I think mm-hmm. with a lot of men for work, because there's such a we've been socialized to really find identity in work
yes.
and how we, you know, our value and our self-worth and our roles as husbands and providers. And
yeah.
so we do all these things and we make things non-negotiables that are actually very, very negotiable.
Wow.
And then the things that are non-negotiable, my wife and my two boys, they get the leftovers because I know they'll understand.
That's right.
Or I know they'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so what does it look like? There was a time a couple of I don't even know, because time is an issue. I don't know, months, weeks ago, whenever. Yeah. Janice was just having like a moment of like, man, I can't even, I have so much coming at me. What am I, you know, I got to get through this day.
And Annie emailed me again. Yeah, no, I can't stay off.
No.
And I just, it wasn't you. All I could think to do was go home.
No, this man, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, Annie, no, hit the button. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, yeah. Because I was like, I'm overwhelmed and I'm starting to feel anxious because I needed to clean the house. But part of my history and part of my wounds have to do with a space that's not clean.
Wow.
And once that piles up for me, then it paralyzes me as opposed to pushing me forward. So he came home and he cleaned the entire house.
Wow, EJ.
You know what I'm saying? And he did his calls.
Yeah.
With sponge in hand.
Wow.
Well, and AirPod in ear.
But yeah, to me, like this, and this is everyone's household. So whether you have a spouse and children or it's you by yourself, your household has to be a place of safety and peace.
Yes.
And if it's not that for her, while I'm out of the office, then what am I coming home to? I'm coming home to a wife who doesn't feel peaceful, who doesn't feel rested. And that's going to, she sets the tone, you know, I mean, for the kids, you know, for the house, the food. I mean, like she comes up with what it's going to be and she'll make multiple meals because of different, you know, tastes and preferences and allergies. And so it's like, oh, no, I'm going to go home and clean. So she feels good. And so she has the mental cloudiness dissipate. Yeah.
But counseling is what helped us to identify the places of each other's wounds. So
that's
he
right.
knows that, ooh, if she feels like she's heading towards squalor, which she's nowhere near, but her body and her mind are like, is squalor around the corner? Is squalor around the corner?
Yes.
Then she's not going to do well.
That's
so I'm going to help meet her in that place.
Right.
And counseling has helped us with that.
And I think also, you know, and we talk about this on our podcast quite a bit. Janice has been very vocal about her journey through postpartum with our first son in particular. And I know what the cloud can look like, and I know how hard it can be to swat it away.
That's right.
And so now, preventatively, we as a household do things to make sure that our respective clouds, whether it's me dealing with depression or her dealing with postpartum.
You're like, there's a fist in the distance.
It's like, I see like, something ruined. Like, what do we? Yeah. And so we will cancel on people. We will not show up to the thing. We will, because we've decided we have to make this unit work, and it has to be a whole, healthy unit. Otherwise, everything's going to fall off the tracks.
Yeah.
Wow. That says other people have spoken into this.
That's right.
We can't come up with that stuff
by
ourselves.
That's
My best friends from home, we always talk about that we mop up messes in each other's lives that we didn't make.
That's right.
Like, that's what we get to do is I'm going to help mop this up. I didn't make this, but I'm going to be here and help mop it up. And so y'all are literally mopping up messes.
You got to hit the button for yourself.
I don't deserve it. My friends do.
She said, but I'm going to post it.
I'll hit it. Didn't earn it, but I'll hit it. What if you think your marriage is too far gone?
If you're still married, I don't think it's too far gone.
Hey.
What it takes is both people being able to work at the same time to like pedal to the metal to that degree.
Yeah.
I have seen it where it's like, oh, where you sit with couples and you're like, this could work, but you guys trade off on who's going to work when.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
and it's like, you're willing to work until finally when she's willing to work, you want to take a break. And it's like, if both people can work at the same time, if you're still married, it can work, I believe.
Yeah,
we've seen couples, to Janice's point, 1 year, the guy was willing to go for it, and the next year the wife was, and they never synced up, and it just was over because they'd never aligned in that. But I think, to Janice's point, if you're married now, you have that conversation. Do you still want this?
Yeah.
And if you do, then the end is the goal. That's the conclusion.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times Janice and I will tell people, we decided even before we got married, because we're both children whose parents divorced when we were kids, we want to stay together forever.
Yeah.
So then we work backwards for every conflict.
Wow.
Yeah.
If the end is together forever until we're with Jesus, work backwards from the conflict.
That is so helpful. If we know the end goal,
if we know the end goal,
we've set that, everyone getting married has set that end goal, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
And so, okay, so going backwards, the way we get there is then we got to get over this.
We got to fix it.
How do we fight? How are we going to finish this fight?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yes. How do we finish this fight if the end goal has not changed?
That's right.
Wow.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Can we back up and talk about dating for a second? Because some of our friends listening aren't married yet.
That's right.
I have in my life used a dating coach to help me. It did not get me married. Spoiler alert. As y'all know, no ring on the finger. But what it did do is it really revealed patterns that my counselor and I couldn't get to because we had to talk about every other thing.
That's right.
But this was a specialized dating coach who said, hey, when you go on dates, I think you do this in an unhealthy way that may be worth changing.
Wow. Nice.
Do y'all see... Is dating coaching for when you're already in a relationship? Do you recommend doing dating coaching for when you're single and looking to get into it?
I mean, I would recommend it. I think what we're defining as coaching and counseling now is really what the Lord defines as community. And you can specify, you know, somebody's role in your life, right? Like people, I think, you know, 20 years ago, people said you need a Paul, a Timothy, and a Barnabas.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
A Paul, and so, a Timothy, and a Barnabas. Yeah.
And so I think we're just saying, yeah, we need people in our lives with specified roles. And in this regard, you're saying, I need somebody to walk alongside me as I am getting to know people and inviting them into my life. Because, I mean, you're in a unique situation. And there are a lot of people who they might not think their situation in life is as unique as yours, but it's like, why wouldn't you ask somebody to walk alongside you with that and be able to hear you out and figure out what are the patterns.
I mean, Tom Brady has a coach. I may be the best dater in the game.
Listen,
and I still need a coach.
Everybody, even at the top of their game, gets coached.
Vocal coaches.
I mean, just
that's
because
you
need someone outside of your context and outside of yourself to see the patterns that don't lead to the best results.
Right.
And so if that's in dating, if that's, you know, in work, in executive coaching, in life coaching, whatever the case, you need someone who's committed to say, I will watch you. And I will listen to you, and then I'll give you feedback, and we can watch the tape.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
we
can
watch the tape. We'll
watch
that's
the
right.
tape and see
I
what
mean, thank
wrong.
God for Marco Polo, because I would get home from a date and be like, listen, these three things happen. Why do I always do number two? Why can't I go on one date and not, you know?
That's
but
right.
our girlfriends do it for each other, too. Yeah. We have one friend who does not do a first date shorter than 2 hours.
Really?
And we're always like, get out of there.
That
get
so
out of there, because we're trying to coach her into going shorter.
Yes.
And then y'all will love. My last two first dates have been 3+ hours. And so they have been giving me
the
most trouble. Because they're like, oh, how much are you talking now, Dallas?
Oh, we can get away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, two hours? Yeah. What's it like? Yeah. You're doubling it. You know. but we're also coaching each other in this season.
That's right.
Okay, where do we go to find a coach? How would you even recommend finding coaches?
You can always, you know, I mean, I know they're having issues right now because we kind of like Xerox instead of photocopying. Xerox.
Right.
Well, now we just Google everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Google. You're the number one.
Yeah.
But you can Google things like that in your area.
Yeah.
But I would say also like be open to the Holy Spirit leading you to people.
That's good.
Because I think He has the best people in line for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even that's a way to make sure that people are trustworthy as much as possible is to look around in the community, look around with people you know or people at church or people that are trustworthy to start there if you've not, you know, been that open before. But I would say that.
Yeah.
You can always Google, but...
Well, and I think not only does the person needing the coach know, but a lot of times in certain situations, the coach themselves may know that God is saying, hey, you guys do this.
That's
and I remember there was a season, I feel very passionate about trying to walk with and disciple younger guys who are just like kind of at that pivotal place in life where they're making career decisions or life decisions and just going to coffee with them.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, I'm not, I don't have office hours or anything, but it always starts the same way.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice the pattern until Janice said, you know, that happens all the time. And she started calling them your guys.
Yeah.
Hey, I think he's one of your guys. And sure enough, she would be right every time because it would follow this pattern of, oh, I just met this person. Oh, they just texted me. Oh, they want to get together. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. Okay, the Lord's doing this.
And the same for her. I mean, there was one time where some younger ladies were following her around at like different places. And they would always, she said, every time I turn around, they're like there. And she's like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They're my girls.
They're my girls. Yeah. And so I think God does, to your point, Janice, make those connections.
Yeah. On both sides.
On both sides. Yeah. I think and ask in your community. Ask at your church. Ask at your office. Ask but keep an eye out for who lives a life that models something that you feel like you need.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, if I see strength in someone, or if I see fortitude, yes. or if mm-hmm. I see confidence that I don't have in areas, or if I see, I mean, fashion.
Or if they've been married 60 years.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Lean in and say, hey, just ask the question. It's not have to be complex. Hey, how do you do that?
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, like, we don't try every restaurant. We try the restaurants that people have recommended, or we don't try every doctor or dentist.
Yeah. That's
right. We hear from someone we trust.
Yes.
Hey, we love this person, and then da-da-da-da-da-da, and then you try that out.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, that's good, y'all. Okay, well, the last question we always ask, you aren't even ready.
Uh-oh.
Because the show is called That Sounds Fun.
Okay.
EJ and Dana, tell me what sounds fun to you.
Coffee sounds fun to me right now.
Let's see, what sounds fun to us? A vacation.
A vacation.
Where are we going?
To a beach
or the mountains.
Or the mountains. Whatever it is, it's a very high-end resort
with
a spa.
We're bougie.
I'm not camping. I ain't in a tent. It ain't in the wilderness. Even if I do a safari, you know, like, put me in a nice thing.
A nice Range Rover.
Let me look out there and see.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not even promised.
But it's got to have a spa that does couples massages.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's got to have good shopping.
That's right.
It's got to have good food.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Listen, I will wear the same clothes for a year and a half if it means I get to go on a good vacation.
That's right.
I can wear Old Navy.
I
will wear Old Navy to that resort.
That's right.
If a budget will get me there, I'm in.
Yes. I'm always like, I'll save my money elsewhere. I'm going to eat right and I'm going to sleep right.
Yes.
The rest of it, I do not care.
That's right.
Y'all, thank you for doing this. Thank you for helping us. So grateful. Please don't make it your last time. And I mean, we get it at Only Gains, but you are always welcome back here too. So thank you.
We're so happy to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, aren't they the best? Listen, go follow them on social media. Go listen to their podcast, Only Gains. Tell them thanks so much for being on the show with us. I thought that was such a helpful conversation. Hey, if you want a list of all the resources from our Build Your Board series and how to find the guidebook, go to anniefdowns.com/buildyourboard. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That is how you can find me. I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you, and I'll do the same. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday as we wrap up our Build Your Board series with a conversation about our relationships with social media. Speaking of influencers, let's speak to some influencers. We've got Devin and Hunter Cordell joining us on Monday. Y'all are going to love them. You may already follow them on social media. I do, and I adore them. So can't wait to have them with us on Monday. We'll see y'all then.